This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council will add three new members this afternoon. Chris Larson, DJ Nichols, and Jacob Flom were all elected to the council earlier this month. After the swearing in, the council will then vote on a new deputy mayor. The council will also set dates to work on the city's upcoming 2025 budget. No need to worry about PFAS in the city's drinking water. The EPA announced last week maximum allowable levels of what's called forever chemicals in city water supplies. None of the six PFAS are present in the city's treated water supply. The Oshkosh Public Museum has a job opening. The current director, Sarah Phillips, is taking a job as the Idaho State Museum director. Her last day in Oshkosh is May the 10th. Phillips worked in Idaho before coming to Oshkosh. Oshkosh, apparently a good place to find a job if you're a part of Generation Z. Oshkosh is ranked number 2 in the nation in the Census Bureau study. Madison, Appleton, Eau Claire, and Sheboygan were also part of the top 25. Fargo, North Dakota was ranked number 1 in the country. Page 2, the Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club has announced that C.R. Myers, Verve Credit Union, Mark Lasky, and Lauren Phillips are their 2023 Distinguished Service Award winners. Waterfest 38 now less than 60 days away. Rockin' the Fox begins with Hairball in June. Season passes and sponsorships are available on the website waterfest.org. Both current and former Green Bay Packers were in town over the weekend. The players visited the Kohl Sports Center, where the Wisconsin Special Olympics Spring Games were being held. The Packers made a donation of $250,000 to Special Olympics as part of their tailgate tour. A couple of chamber ribbon cuttings coming up this week. This afternoon at Korean Barbecue on 9th Avenue. Then on Thursday at the Witt Apartments with the Chamber Business After Hours to follow the ribbon cutting. Oshkosh police arrested 5 people over the weekend as part of the annual pub crawl. There was also a report of shots fired, but nobody was injured. If you plan to be a part of No Mow May next month, you have to register your property. Go to the city's website and look for the link. The No Mow May program is an effort to help out bees and other pollinators. Turning to sports, Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton of the Indiana Pacers was the NBA regular season assist leader this year. The Pacers meet the Bucks in the playoffs coming up. Ty is also a part of Team USA that will play in Paris for the Olympic Games. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.